It's my first Father's Day without you, my first as a father. My son will know his grandpa, you won't see him as a toddler. I just wanna give him the connection that I missed as a kid. Be the best that I can be with nearness and secrets. I thought you were absent, we never mentally bonded. But you loved in your own way, gave up the life that you wanted. For us in a country you couldn't communicate in, you were a true dad with devotion and dedication. Worked hard with little pay to help raise a family of eight. With every penny you made, we were never empty, we ate. I owe my work ethic to you and mom, I wish you'd see now. I finally made it to the office, I know you'd be proud. And I know you loved me even though it was hard to say, cause you had your helping hand and your kind heart displayed. You turned 63 a week later, you're in the ER. Easter Sunday, who would've thought the next month would be hard? Like you, I'm a man of few words, got the same dry humor. You were making a joke after being told about the tumor. But with all God changing me, I'm afraid of who I'd become. Growing up, they would call me the little you like we're one. So I wonder if I'll see a bit of you and my son. We weren't close, but I blame myself for losing my tongue. Now my hope is that the next time I'll see you's with God's son. And we'll eternally share words, fluently strong. You had plans to retire back home just 2 years to go. Instead, your life came to a halt, they found a tumor that's grown. Hoping it's benign, you found out as you've been dealing with your eye. It's blocking your esophagus, so you were real to rectify. You couldn't eat, we assumed it'd be best, choosing to stent. Still couldn't eat, cancer grew and it spread, you're losing your strength. You're no longer lively, hooked up to all those IVs at the same time as Rappy, cause he wasn't feeding and feisty. You were strong, it hurt to see you suddenly get weak. Hugging that pillow tight like the hugs you would give each person in pain from moving and eating, even water's burning. Waiting each day for it to turn around, but it's not, it's worsening. You went from fasting for tests to asking for meds, on a diet of painkillers but still grasping your chest. 25 years since we moved here, you're waiting for a bone scan. It seemed like all your appointments kept being postponed, and what we thought would be 3 days turned into 3 weeks. At least you made it home, hoping you hear as we speak. You were supposed to be in and out, this wasn't the plan. We were gonna beat this like others till they botched up your stand. Like you, I'm a man of few words, got the same dry humor. You were making a joke after being told about the tumor. But with all God changing me, I'm afraid of who I'd become. Growing up, they would call me the little you like we're one. So I wonder if I'll see a bit of you and my son. We weren't close, but I blame myself for losing my tongue. Now my hope is that the next time I'll see you's with God's son. And we'll eternally share words, fluently strong. Following your hearse on the road, you drove me to and from work. A month from checking in, that's how fast your ruin occurred. A month and week after your birthday, the day after mama's cremated on your daughter's. But death is just a comma, there's no way to prepare for destruction as sudden. A month from your diagnosis, we're at your casket hugging. Met your fourth grandson right after your massive last auction, with pneumonia, blood in your lungs and muscle mass shrunken. You held on to be the first to hold him in your arms. One day I would tell him all that you built from a farm. Emotions were mixed, combined, met him in the nick of time. Next day word started to slur, heart rate and oxygen not fine. Early that morning, after introducing you, it hit me like abuse that I may be losing you. As my 2-day-old newborn's at home crying for food, I'm driving in silence, crying for you. Both trying to reach a nurse, I'm not ready to see your hearse. Wonder if you'd be here if you never got that procedure first, and your blood clot never burst. But wondering won't bring back. If everything happens for a reason, then so did that. Like falling off a roof and not getting a broken back, cause you had a family to make, God had chosen that. So notice that the devil wants me wrecked in mass. So although 1 second I'm sad, the next second I'm glad. Cause when I'm down thinking of you, I look at my son, my boy, and feel blessed that God gave me this bundle of joy. Life and death 6 days apart, though you saw his face, it's hard. You were trapped in that prison, we watched you lay and starve. Pray that they discharge, but sometimes fate is harsh. You would stay with us in April and in May depart. The wound fades, but there always remains a scar. But I do know God gives and God takes, it's part of life. Sometimes at once, like happiness and pain would spark. So I dedicate these bars to you at the place you are. I'll never forget the day Raph was taken to you. God brought him early for you, cause you died the day he was due. Like you, I'm a man of few words, got the same dry humor. You were making a joke after being told about the tumor. But with all God changing me, I'm afraid of who I'd become. Growing up, they would call me the little you like we're one. So I wonder if I'll see a bit of you and my son. We weren't close, but I blame myself for losing my tongue. Now my hope is that the next time I'll see you's with God's son. And we'll eternally share words, fluently strong. It was only after after you died, that I first saw mom cry. Can only imagine how she's feeling, thinking of days gone by. And as time passes, we're left with memory flashes, photos of you in that casket. Got your ashes, then your last wish for us to keep each other together. Now scrapping clash, we hold on like we held you as you took your last and passed. You were breathing worse than Vader in that mask you had. No rest for your heart, nearly beating as fast as raps. Like you're running a marathon, constantly sprinting in one spot. We're wondering what it had gotten you thinking, imagining what kind of thoughts were racing through your head as you're hugging that pillow, your firstborn's wiping your sweat. And we know that we can't take back any choice we made. You just don't want us to wait and have our pain's voice too late. You built your own support team, thank you for trusting us. It doesn't end with you being ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Like you, I'm a man of few words, got the same dry humor. You were making a joke after being told about the tumor. But with all God changing me, I'm afraid of who I'd become. Growing up, they would call me the little you like we're one. So I wonder if I'll see a bit of you and my son. We weren't close, but I blame myself for losing my tongue. Now my hope is that the next time I'll see you's with God's son. And we'll eternally share words, fluently strong. You fought more than the cancer and you were doing it calm. Till the day you left the family that you were among. And you went to the one who saved me from who I'd become. Growing up, they would call me the little you like we're one. So I wonder if I'll see a bit of you and my son. We weren't close, but I blame myself for losing my tongue. Now my hope is that the next time I'll see you's with God's son. And we'll eternally share words, fluently strong.